I don't know if you've caught the new Vice TV show, Gaycation. It's actress Ellen Page and her friend Ian Daniel traveling the world exploring LGBT cultures. They start off in the U.S.
Young people are moving past this. And this noise and this political rhetoric is going to disappear. And if the politicians don't make it disappear, they're going to disappear.
That's a reference to how far the U.S. has moved on things like same-sex marriage. So it's a little stunning that the U.K. has just issued a travel advisory for its LGBT citizens who might be thinking of visiting the States. Paul Barnes works for the Gay European Tourism Association, which helped the U.K. Foreign Office produce the travel advisory. Paul, what does the advice say?
Well, the advice just warns people, LGBT travellers who are going to the United States, that not all of the United States is the same, because the general view around the world is that the United States is a very open and welcoming destination. But we're just pointing out that if you go to Mississippi, you go to North Carolina, you might not be quite so welcome. So that's one point. And it's not really about any difficulties. It's just saying you won't really be welcome there. And one of the things that's important to us is we want to go on holiday to places where people welcome us.
When I hear travel advisor, I think of safety and terrorist violence. Is this a safety issue?
We don't think it's a safety issue so much. We're just advising LGBT travellers that they need to be slightly more careful in the way in which they act in public when they travel if they're going to North Carolina and Mississippi.
And what do you advise them to do in terms of their behaviour in a place like North Carolina or Mississippi?
We're not actually giving them advice on behaviour. We're just saying to them, you need to be more careful in your behaviour in terms of outward shows of affection between same-sex couples than you would be if you went to other parts like California, like the East Coast.
Do you mention any other states or regions of the U.S. besides North Carolina and Mississippi?
Those are the only two we mention. Those are the only two where the states have gone out of their way to pass laws that discriminate against LGBT people, and therefore for travellers going to that area, they just need to be aware of that.
You work for a tourism group. Would you steer LGBT travellers away from the U.S. altogether?
No. The thing that's very clear is that we like to go to places where we're welcome, and many parts of the world welcome us because LGBT tourists spend round about $200 billion a year on travel alone. Generally, we don't have kids. We've got more disposable income. We travel more throughout the year. We can travel all year round because we're not bound by school holidays, and we spend a lot more money when we're traveling. So I think in Fort Lauderdale recently looked and saw that for every dollar that a straight holidaymaker spends in Fort Lauderdale, a gay holidaymaker spends $1.50. So we have more money and we spend a lot more. So many countries around the world recognize this and go out of their way to welcome us. And to put it in perspective, you know, the vast majority of the US is a very welcoming part of the world for us to visit. And so our advice to LGBT tourists is, by all means, go to the United States, but actually don't give your money to North Carolina or Mississippi because they really don't welcome you.
Paul Barnes with the Gay European Tourism Association in Paris. Thanks, Paul.
My pleasure.
It's not just these U.S. states that get a travel warning. The U.K. has posted alerts for LGBT people thinking of visiting Russia, China, and Gambia, among others. We've got the list at PRI.org.